First of all, it's great that you are here at the Olympics, and as I understand, 4 years ago you couldn't qualify, so I guess now you are very satisfied with this.
Yeah, I'm really happy with this whole experience at my first Olympics. It's been a lot of learning for us to be here with the best athletes from winter sports, and it's also a great opportunity for learning and for growing in this area. We are now focusing on many other goals, and also I had a great time here performing in the Olympic ring with the Chinese audience. They were really supportive with me during the short program and in the free skating. I think we have some fun with my performance.
You were also carrying the flag for Mexico. How was that? I mean, the feelings for you.
I was very honored when they told me that I was the one that was going to carry the flag. I think many athletes that are here at the Olympics aspire to one day have the opportunity to carry the flag. So for me, it was a very motivational and also like a responsibility to do it great and to try to make my country feel proud of me and to have to give the correspondence of the honor of that fact of being a Mexican here in Beijing. It was so much fun. The whole opening ceremony was fantastic. It's one of the best moments of my life, so I'm really grateful with that.
As I understood, you don't have a rink in your city, so basically you are training in a shopping mall.
Yes, in Mexico we don't have many ice rinks, and the ones rinks that we have are mostly on malls to make it affordable. Since the electricity is really expensive, that's the only way to make it work. And sometimes I have to share the ice with public session, sometimes it's very crowded. But instead of being sad of what I have to live with, I always try to use the whole tools that I have and explode them as much as I can to be my best version and to keep growing. I think if I was just focusing on what I don't have, I would be not able to grow or even being here at Beijing. So it's always very important for me and for my coach to just work with what we have and try to do our best every day.
How it came that you as a Mexican chose a sport like this? Why did you choose it, or what? How it come?
As winter sports are not very common in my country, this was just a casualty. My sister Daphne used to practice rhythmic gymnastics, and once she watched a movie, she started to talk with my parents and ask them for figure skating lessons. So they took her to the rink, the only rink that we had in Guadalajara at that time. And she started to skate, but she was like 10 years old. I had the opportunity to meet the sport because of her. And when I used to go with my parents to the rink to pick her up or to leave her, I met a girl and I had a crush on her. So I wanted to talk with her, and I talked to my parents to ask them for lessons. At that time I was practicing gymnastics and diving during in a competitive way, but I was like 8 years old, and my parents were super happy, and okay, you can go skate like Saturdays when we pick Daphne, you can skate a little bit. And that was the perfect reason for me to talk with the girl that I had a crush on. And because of sometimes I was in the ring, my coach always saw me like from the ring, and I was always doing like gymnastic hand hand steel and mortals and everything. And I was very energetic kid, and he was always talking to my parents like he should be skating. He has I can see some aptitudes on him that could be great for figure skating. And my parents were, oh, if he wants to skate and the coach says this, maybe he could try a little bit. And then with the time, I decided to quit gymnastics first, and I stay on diving and figure skating. But with the time, I decided to stay just in skating because it was where I feel more free and more me. Okay. That's where I could find myself. And at that time, when I decided to just stay in figure skating, the girl that was the main reason of why I started to skate, she just quit. She just quit and she moved to another city. But I was very now into the in love of the figure skating because I think I found my passion on it. And I didn't stop even when the main reason just quit. I keep skating. And in 2013, I had to move to another city because the rink where I started to skate just closed. And the only way for me to keep on my sport was to move. And my coach received an offer in a really close city that it was like 2 hours driving from where I used to live. And I talked to my parents if I could, of course with him too, to have the opportunity to go and train maybe for a temporary time until they reopen a rink in Guadalajara. But that temporarily became 9 years from now. So I think it's just undefined the time that I will be here. I will be living in León, that is the city where I live now. And it's been so much fun. I've been growing a lot since 13. I had to leave my parents, my family and everything. But I find my motivation with them. Because the days that I feel tired or where I don't feel too much energy for doing or for practice figure skating or even to do another activity, they were like my main goal. And I just remember why I decided to go to another city, and I was very motivated to finish the training or to start the day.
Was it a dream to compete at the Olympic Games?
Of course, this is for me the fact of that of dreams come true when you work hard, when you are disciplined, when you have a plan on what you're doing. The dreams can be affordable and can be possible. So for me, this whole Olympic experience, it's just like a dream, and that's also how I define the Olympics, with the word dream, because we always, as athletes, dream on. Want to be able to be here with the best athletes from all disciplines, from all over the world, and it gives me, for me and for many countries, the hope also. And I think with this time, that's what we most need after a pandemic situation. We need hope and we need to dream big.
What about your result, if you are satisfied?
Of course, there is always something better to do. As an athlete, we always want to push our limits and do our best. But I think we achieve good things here, and we are happy with the result. We did our personal best. I achieved my personal best on short program, free skating, and the combined score. So it's a good step for me. And I think this is just the beginning for another goal. And I will be so happy and motivated to push my limits and to prepare myself for the next Olympic cycle with the main focus on Milan 2026.
Is it the best result for Mexico or in figure skating that you achieved?
The last time the Mexicans went to an Olympics in figure skating, I think was like 30 years ago. So yeah, this is, it's been, and also this is the first time a Mexican goes to a final in figure skating. So that's another important achievement that we did here in Beijing. And I'm really happy with this because when I was a kid, many people told me that this dream was crazy because there was nobody doing it. So instead of being sad for this, I always took this as a motivation and to prove them wrong and to show them how it was possible. And I think I could help many kids in my country and Latin America to fight for their dreams and to keep dreaming big even when the people say it's impossible.
Congratulations, thank you.
Thank you.